All right, welcome to another edition of Zoomed In. I'm your host, Brandon Chapman, and I'm joined by five other people today because they are an integral part of something that was called the Chair Squad last year, if you didn't hear about it before. First of all, I'm a little surprised, but then you will certainly hear about them in the future. We're going to talk to the Chair Squad, and this is some of the folks involved in that, and what it is, what their involvement is with the baseball team, and just this really cool organic thing that started through a class at WSU. It was a project idea, so we'll talk about that. We'll show you a little video that was put together by Cable 8 News, and then we'll talk about what the future looks like for the Chair Squad. So thank you very much. I want to have you all introduce yourselves first, and so Justice, go ahead and take it away.
I'm Justice Reimer. I'm a senior at WSU, and I have a sports management major and a business minor. One of the founding members of the Chair Corner.
I'm TJ Barr. I'm also a senior sport management major. I was in the class where the Chair Gang was founded. Wasn't part of the original group, but glad to be part of the crew that sits there at games and does the chants.
Wasn't part of the original group, but you found a place.
My name is Will Millick. I'm a senior in sport management also. I was one of the founding members and lead designer.
My name is Noah Thomas. I'm a senior. I'm majoring in athletic training, and I am Will's roommate, and I was the first person to bring the sign to the Chair game. So I was not in the class, but I will say I was an inaugural member.
The voice of the Chair.
The voice.
My name is Cody Sheeler. I am a 2020 winter graduate from WSU with a communication major, and I am just a supportive friend of the cheerleaders.
we needed for just the aesthetics. We needed six people here. We needed six boxes. So, you know, Cody always steps up when he's needed, and that included with the Chair Squad. So let's talk about this class. All right. This infamous class with Dr. Young Che Ree, and what was the assignment that was given, and how did this become the idea? So let's go with you, Justice.
So the original assignment was kind of a shocker to us, is that we were actually going to implement a marketing plan. And we first off didn't think it would ever turn into this. So we wanted to do WS baseball. A lot of us are all baseball fans, and we had Bryce in our group. So that was a huge push to be in baseball. So we kind of were thinking about it. And a lot of the groups, I feel like, got kind of an earlier start than us. But once we met with marketing and we kind of threw some ideas around, we kind of got a little bit of support, but they weren't really behind the full Chair idea. But then we all met up as a group, and I think Will was a big factor in this. And Will was like, hey, let's just make the sign, go to a game, and see what happens. And it was incredible. And Noah came up clutch because Will was in the booth, got the sign, and the rest is history.
Yeah. So thank you. And it's funny that sometimes you can't hold a good idea down. So if at first it was not accepted, it didn't take long before it was. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you and our viewers a video. And thank you to Andrew Barline from Murrow News 8 for giving us permission to use this. But I'm going to show this so that our viewers know what we're talking about and how it all came together. And then we'll circle back here and get some reactions. So let's go ahead and share this now.
It's spring on the Palouse, where Justice and Jack hit the diamond to watch some ball. But a brief look at the stands of Bailey Brayton this season, and you'll see a different type of fandom. Passion for the good old-fashioned strikeout. It's not Felix Hernandez in the Kings Court, but Washington State, and, well...
Give him the chair!
Chair! Chair! Chair! Chair!
Yes, chairs.
We have a marketing project in our sports marketing class, and when we were meeting with marketing to kind of get the direction for the chair, we were just spitballing some ideas around, and I played baseball in high school, and one of my favorite things was when we had two strikes, we would tell the pitcher to throw him the chair. So I was like, hey, why don't we do it for WSU baseball and get the crowd involved and get like a chair chant?
Wazoo's baseball program was once one of the finest in the nation, winning 20 division titles between 1970 and 1995. But far as pennants go, they haven't picked one up since 95, dropping in morale as a result.
We've been to a couple baseball games in the past, and crowd hasn't been necessarily a factor, so we really wanted to incorporate that element to WSU baseball.
So what is the chair exactly? Well, it's tough to say. Some, it's a gimmick, and to others, it's a battle cry. It's caught the attention of first-year head coach Brian Green and company in less than a week.
Oh, full on. They're part of the family. I mean, we're 4-1 here at Bailey-Brayton this season, and they're a part of that. I've gone out into the stands after a game, giving them high fives, pictures. Every day they come in, I give them a high five. I make sure they all look. I come up with them. I say, thanks for coming. That's what I want our players to understand, too, is, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to play here.
The cheerleaders were present for the entirety of WSU's opening home series, a four-game sweep over Niagara. Washington State pitchers enjoyed 37 strikeouts, averaging just over one per inning.
I really like that this was not an athletic-driven thing either. Athletics supports it, but it wasn't athletic-driven. This was just something that was born organically, and it's just taken off. It's infectious. Think about the recruits that are going to come in. They're going to see this. They're going to be like, hey, this is a fun place to play, right?
It just creates and presents a distraction, and I like how our fans are doing it right now because it's fun. It's a positive distraction, but it's a home field advantage, and to have it is huge, and I just hope to see it get bigger and bigger.
The Cougs begin Pac-12 play Friday in a three-game hosting of California. In Pullman, Andrew Barline, Morrow News 8.
That was awesome. And in my defense, I don't usually wear a shirt and tie to a ball game. I had a city meeting that night, and so I was just you got to be thankful I was at the party to begin with. You know,
yeah,
so
it's a good look.
Yeah, yeah. So what stood out to me in that, aside from the fact that it was obviously a lot of fun, was you know, Brian Green said you're part of the family. Did he not say you're part of the family? So if they limit games to family only, I mean, there you go. But let's talk about that. So initially, when you first you first start yelling, give him the chair and doing that, I mean, obviously you feel maybe a little strange because you're the only ones in the stands doing that kind of thing. But then talk about how that evolved and how fans really came around to that. And I don't care who jumps in on this one.
I think at first we were definitely like looked at, like, especially the older fans were like looking over at us and they're like, what are these guys doing? But I feel like it only took us six games and people throughout the stadium were maybe not in our section, but they were saying, give them the chair and cheering when we got strikeouts. It was good to see.
And has anybody said, what does that mean? Give them the chair. How do you explain that to somebody then? Because Justice, in your video, you said toss him the chair or whatever you said, or throw, and that still is not going to make sense to some people.
It's not. It's kind of, there's a couple ways you can take it, but the way I've always taken it is like, it's like when the guy's dazed in the wrestling rink, you know, he's got two strikes on him, just put him out of his misery, jump from the ropes and give him the chair, and then he's done.
Sit him down.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna be taking a seat here in a second. Right. That's kind of how I described it. But you mentioned fans, of course, were all about it. And I know I have my box seat, you know, because I'm a little more highfalutin than you. So I sit down there in my very comfortable seat with a seat back. And we were yelling it down in the box seat. And so that was a lot of fun. And I appreciate that just from a fan who's seen a lot of games at Bailey-Brayton Field without any excitement like that. But now we get COVID, unfortunately, comes in and we have to bang the season, which was a disappointment. So coming around this year, I asked you guys before I polled you how many of you were in Pullman, and as our viewers might anticipate, of the five here, only two are in Pullman and three are not. And so you obviously are disappointed if we do allow fans in the stadium. You know, would you be missing out this year? With so few people here in Pullman, and let's just say you are able to go, how do we keep this at some level to survive and to be able to move on? And I guess Noah, you're one of the ones who's here, and TJ, I think you're here. So what are you going to do?
I mean, honestly, we just got to be committed and then just keep going. And even if it only is me and TJ, then we just keep going and do what we do. Heckle, just continue to just yell as loud as we can. And hopefully we can gain interest from not only our friends, but just from other people just wanting to go to games or seeing games on TV. And if we could even get just the people that are interested, that are there, that can come, or just like family members of players, or players just talking about it, just word of mouth, I think would just be the best. Just continue doing what we're doing, I think, is really the only thing we can do.
Yeah, and the captain of the ship, Brian Green, he has obviously bought in, so that's helpful. Those chairs that were in the video, where'd those come from?
Those chairs came from Chris Park in the marketing department.
They did buy in.
They made them red and gave them to us, and I think we're still in possession of them in our house.
Oh, there goes Noah. I'm assuming he's not using the bathroom. He's coming back with a chair to display. So there we go. Good. And you know, in Pullman, because
right here.
Yeah, and you know, you keep those inside because of the weather changes, you know, they'll get all brittle and worn out. So yeah, keep those inside. So marketing obviously bought in on it, but no, you use the word heckle. Did anyone at any point for athletics said, hey, we're worried that maybe you're over the top, or you've heckled somebody, or we're getting complaints from the other team or anything like that? Did you hear any negatives? Anybody get negative with you guys?
I don't think they did. It's mainly just because we kept it clean. And just when we would do it, we would always say like little funny things. Like I remember one, there was one of the pitcher, his like pants and socks didn't fully like come together. So we called him knees, like whenever he would get the ball. So we kind of just focused in on little things like that. And whenever like somebody would like get close to saying something like a curse word or something, we would all just like bash on them, just be like, "Whoa, there's kids here," and we would just make it funny versus try to be explicit. So I think that was the big thing.
Yeah, and
I feel like
you go ahead.
I feel like something as this kind of moves forward and the rest of us kind of move on, I think a big thing is kind of limiting that from a creative heckling position as opposed to just straight up bullying, because like there's a difference there. And yeah, I feel like as the section kind of grew, we kind of open ourselves up to that a little bit. Like towards the last game, I believe it was Gonzaga, there was a lot more just iffy stuff being thrown around. And I think that's something that is definitely a threat, and we'll need to figure out something to figure that out later on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you formalize something too much, some of that excitement leaves. And I specifically remember Gonzaga. I think it was somebody who came up to the plate, and there was maybe something that was maybe a little bit too over the line. But yes, it's a family friendly environment. And Noah, I know your parents, so if you are not clean, then they will hear about it. So I appreciate that. Well, I of course do want this to survive, and this year of course was always a concern. Any thought about making this some kind of official like student club or something that you can do to have this continue almost in perpetuity, like always keep going, or when the life is up, are we going to know it and it's going to die? I mean, what's the expectation there?
Well, right now I think that's what we're really discussing, because we've had some conversations with other student groups that maybe do stuff like Zoo Crew, and they kind of were giving us insight what it would be like, and we would have to lose some freedom, which is kind of hard for us right now. And we kind of want to keep that, like, we're kind of a fan centered group, but also we want the longevity of kind of a club. So those are discussions we have to have, deciding, like, because we have a lot more freedom than Zoo Crew does, as we learn through discussions. So do we want that creative freedom where we can kind of do what we want, or do we want that longevity? But that's going to take a little bit away from our, like, the fan center and make everything a little more organized, and kind of see what TJ was saying, like, and what you were saying, like, when you kind of organize things and kind of make it more of a, like a group, it kind of can take away from that fan movement. Like, oh, like, this isn't really the fans leading it. Now it's kind of like the school's kind of leading it. So it's a tricky situation for sure.
Right. If it's officially a part of, maybe a student group, but then you could almost see that it would, you'd have almost ability or charter to be able to have that in the public address. Hey, you know, students, if you're interested in joining the chair squad, then here's what you would do. You could almost see that happening. Cody, we haven't come to you, right? We appreciate you being here with us. Tell us about your favorite moment last year in the chair squad.
I mean, for me, it was just seeing it actually happen. I mean, I talked a lot with Will leading up to it, and was just really supportive of it. Telling him you know, what was a good idea and, you know, some things that, you know, maybe would make it a little difficult, but seeing it actually happen, I think was just, you know, a good thing to see. And, you know, I wasn't a part of creating it, but, you know, I heard a lot along the way with Will and them. And really what I always thought of it was just, I mean, you go to a football game and a basketball game and there's students and there's a student section and everything, but baseball never had that. So it was always more about just creating a student section and creating a sort of tradition that, you know, even 5 years from now, whether they're sitting in the same spot or, you know, what it is, like they're still chanting the same thing. And maybe, you know, there's a graphic on the, you know, video board or whatever, that it just becomes ingrained into Cougar baseball, you know, tradition. So that doesn't mean that it's necessarily, you know, a student run group or whatever, but it's just, it's like, it's more of just a moniker that the fans can take on. And, you know, that's what we did. We didn't organize anything. It was telling people to have their friends come into the game and, you know, going over and asking people that you know to come sit, you know, in our section without the seat backs, but we're right behind the dugout when we can support them. So I really think that was, you know, what it was about, and seeing that come to fruition. And, you know, some days there was 20 something people, some days there was, you know, 8 people, but, you know, just seeing that actually happen. And, you know, if there was a full season, then I think it had a lot of potential to grow. Obviously that got stifled, but, you know, I think the underlying kind of groundwork that was laid is still there.
Yeah. And I would say embodied in you is the spirit of inclusivity. I mean, this group, obviously in order to survive, you have to willingly bring people in, and it can't be that thought that, well, since you weren't here from the beginning, right, you don't have a place, and you obviously do have a place. And some of that culture shift is going to be important. I remember, you know, Brian Green, I've loved what he's brought to the team, to the whole program. But I remember him talking about tailgating before the first game. And I was like, tailgating? We don't do that for Coug baseball. That's never been a thing for Coug baseball. First of all, it's snowing, and, you know, you're likely, whatever utensils you're using, or you're likely to have your hands freeze to them. But I thought, hey, that could be kind of cool. And so that's why I started tailgating last year. And you know, hopefully that's something that continues and we get just more fun components to go into Bailey Brayton Field. And you guys certainly were the main one last year. I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome to listen to be part of. And I even got to yell down from my fancy box seat, give him the chair, or after give him the chair. Well, I feel like I'd be remiss if we didn't end up, you know, leaving this little zoomed in that we're doing without Noah yelling, give him the chair, and then us chanting and seeing if with all the different internet speeds and lag, and see if we could all do chair at the same time. It's darn near impossible, but this is what we're going to try to do. And then it'll be a very abrupt ending, I'm sure. So
Brandon, before we go, can I say something?
Please.
So there's like 2 people that aren't here, and they're like, they were huge for our project.
You mentioned Bryce Moyle too.
Yeah. Jack Foley and Bryce Moyle, like, they were huge in the process and like creating this and getting it to this point. I know they weren't here, but I just want to know, I let everyone know that even though they weren't here, because I think Bryce is at baseball practice and Jack's busy with his internship, that they were a huge part of it. And like, without them, we wouldn't be here. So.
Fair enough. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, Noah, you're on.
All right. I'm going to have to warn my roommates about
You might have to step back from the microphone a little bit.
Yeah. I got to give you like the real full effect. Isn't that right?
Yes. Squeak and all.
Give him the chair.
All right, guys, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Hey, this Friday we got Cougs back in action a little sooner than expected. Just due to weather shifts, we're going to have the home game on March 5th, our first series instead of April 1st. So who would have thunk that? But we'll see if we have a chance to have the chair squad in Bailey Brayton Field. And if not, because of COVID, you know, maybe the chair squad can just do something from right outside the gate. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it. A good group of sport management students and friends. Appreciate everything you're doing to help build the program. And I know Brian Green feels the same way. So there you go. All right, cool. Thanks. And enjoy the season.